I love all of this that you have to say. I have to suspect that perhaps you're on the liberal end, or say non-fundamentalist end of the Islamic continuum. I'm Quaker, and so I tend to be towards the liberal end of the Christian spectrum as well. Can you say something about how you relate within Islamic society and thought?
Yes, when it comes to interfaith or Christianity, the views I represent about like how the centrality of Jesus in the Quran and Mary, these are mainstream orthodox beliefs, because you cannot actually be a Muslim unless you believe in Jesus and in Mary, because the Quran represents the chain of prophethood as being throughout history, throughout humanity, and that Muhammad is part of that chain. So that in order to be a Muslim, you have to believe in all the messengers and in all their books and in all the traditions. Of course, some people interpret that a little differently, and they say, but some people didn't preserve their traditions accurately, which actually represents Muslims as well. This is why, and it speaks to your question, this is why some Muslims have actually resorted to violence to resolve their conflict, which according to the views of some Muslims is anti-Islamic. It violates Islamic principles. There is an agreement that violence is not always allowed in Islam, even in the mainstream Orthodox community. The differences happen when it comes to like severe radical, or you could say like radical nonviolence, where people are saying that in some instances the Quran doesn't allow self-defense in specific contexts, or that the norm in the Quran is actually nonviolence and pacifist resistance. Some people may disagree, they may take other verses. And you have somebody, you know, like, you know, whether bin Laden or other groups that have taken some verses out of context and used them to create a certain interpretation of jihad. However, with what's going on in the Middle East at the moment, I'm finding that the ideas that were somewhat seen as liberal or somewhat radical when it comes to nonviolence are becoming fast mainstream and orthodox, because there is that element of nonviolence in Islam. And let's not forget the role of people like Abdul Ghaffar Khan in India, who organized an army of 100,000 people who were completely trained and disciplined with nonviolent methods. And so you have figures like that even in modern history who used nonviolence. And he was a devout Muslim, and he saw his nonviolence coming from his own Islamic tradition. So these examples and these models are coming back to, I think, inspire popular imagination. So, of course, you know, some of my feminism or my nonviolence might be a little bit on the liberal side, but I'm actually heartened to see a lot of what used to be a decade ago becoming more mainstream, even being embraced by orthodox groups.